It's EXO on this one. It's called The Bear's Palace, the Drum Pope as well. It's Rise FM Mid-Morning. Thank you very, very much for choosing us. It's All Things Book Review. And we do it with Dr. Nokuthula Buthelezi on her book, Life of a Rastafarian or a Rastafari Woman. Welcome to Rise FM. Hoping we've got her on the line now. Dr. Buthelezi, welcome to Rise FM.
Hello, how are you, ma'am?
Good, how are you?
I'm well, and you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for coming on to the show and wanting to chat to us about your book, Life of a Rastafarian Woman. I love where it says this is a journey to self-discovery of faith and of resilience, because I think it's a journey that everybody is going to relate to one day or the other. You know, you don't have to be a Rastafarian woman to say, I'm on a journey of self-discovery, I'm on a journey of faith, I'm on a journey of resilience. But how did your journey start?
It started a long time ago, but yeah, I think it started in 2004 when I was finishing the college in my first year in teaching. I wanted to know myself.
Yeah,
I was having the problem about these five themes that I was questioning myself a lot about. The first one was identity. The second one was spirituality. And the other one was resistance, community as such, and social justice. So I was having those challenges when I was like feeling myself being an African woman and looking whatever that is happening around the world. That is where my journey started. I said, okay, my life and my thinking is more of African and culture. Mm. So now, in order to discover myself, I looked and said, I said, okay, this culture, I like it, but it doesn't resemble me. That is not me. Mm. Then when I tried to learn more about the Rastafari culture or the Rastafari movement, I was listening by those things to Peter Tosh and Lucky Dube only. Remember that last time, long, long time ago, there was this big LP that were playing. So my father liked playing those music, especially when we're sitting on the back of the car.
Yeah.
My father is driving to visit his family there by his view. Then I would be listening to those music and soul brothers as well, but now my soul becomes so good with this Rastafari, Lucky Dube and Peter Tosh. So that's how I found myself. I said, no, this is where I belong. This is me. This is really me, because it gives out to show people who is me, being an African, not a Rastafari, but just an African.
Mm. But I mean, Dr. Yeah. Buthelezi, to find yourself must be so liberating, to get to that point where you say to yourself, this is who I am, and I am certain of who I've become. It doesn't matter what society says about who I should be, you know, because there's so many societal standards. There's so many things that we read that tell us this is who you should be. But for you to say this is who I am and I'm very confident in who I am must have been quite a tough journey.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
It was not really a tough journey for me. I was raised in a family where the access was a little bit
tough. Yeah.
I think maybe it was from a little bit well educated family.
Mm-hmm.
So there was not a discrimination or whatever. I remember last time, long time ago, my auntie was married to a white man. So my granny will call us and tell us that, no, even if he looks white and stuff, but he's also having your blood and all that. So that's how I was raised. So for me, it wasn't really that hard. But for coming out now to the community, it was something else. People will be labeling me, telling me these things, Rastas are mad, Rastas. The only thing that is good about Rastas, because every time the Rastas smoke ganja, and when they will smoke ganja, they are mad, they are all those things. It was tough. But through the support of my family and my friends that were next to me, it was not that tough. I remember when I was exposing myself, I wanted to expose myself about this culture and stuff. I went to Joburg. I was visiting my grandfather in Joburg in Ferrimaring. That is where I met Lucky Dube there in Soweto. He was saying,
this is Mpumalanga's Rise FM.
So he gave me that oomph and love of this thing through his music and stuff. Then when I came back home, I was playing this music, trying out where the Rastafarian card and stuff. Mm. Then little by little, luckily because I was a teacher as well, so it was so easy for me to adapt and change the curriculum because I'm from the place where culture is implemented. So if culture is implemented for me, it was not really that hard, but it was hard for me when I was starting now to do those things. They were called impiti before, this thread.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're saying, now we are facing this impiti, take this thing out. Mm. So it was hard, but through the support of my family and the community, just the ones that were next to me, it wasn't that hard. It became more hard now when I was old, when I was now trying to write a book now, when I was exposed now to other cultures, colors, white and stuff, they were like saying, ma'am, we are a Rasta.
Mm.
So are you smoking?
Mm.
It's a challenge, né? Not before. I'm starting now to see these challenges now. Being this old, being this 47-year-old. But because now I understand how the Rastafari, I'm trying to always to explain to them through my book, through the poems I write for them.
Yeah.
So maybe if they're having some gatherings or stuff, I make sure that I write something that I make them to see what it is in, to let them explore what is the Rastafari, so that they will be able to navigate the material identity, so they'll be able again to resist these social norms and colonialism, because it's not because we as a Rastafari are suffering and stuff, but we are doomed and being colonized. So now we don't know what is ours as Black or as Africans and what is not ours.
Mm.
So now, living in this community and me as a Rasta, I try by all means that those things that I was telling you in the first, I'm trying by all means that I explore now, explain them now, so that I'll let each and everyone explore and discover them. So regardless of ever a Rasta or not a Rasta, but being yourself an African, because we are Africans at the end of the day, and we don't know ourselves. Today, I'm wearing the Zulu traditional culture. The next day, I'm wearing Hindu. The next month, I'm wearing Indian culture. Those, we don't know ourselves.
Yeah.
So now I'm trying, by all means, that by this book that I wrote, I let each and everyone discover himself, discover his or her true self, regardless of the race, the community, and the culture, and the origin.
Absolutely. Doc, what do we tell the young girl, just before I let you go, on self-discovery? Because self-discovery is a lifelong journey. What do we tell them about being sure about who you are as a young African woman? You know, because if you know who you are, you'll know where you're going.
To the youngsters, I'm always saying that they must show that, they must make sure that they understand, they know themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, and according to me, I firstly, most of the time, I like this question because they always ask me this question. And before and foremost, I always try to understand what is self-discovery. Because having understanding what is self-discovery makes everything easy. So I usually say, by saying self-discovery, it means that now you're in the profound journey of exploring and understanding yourself, your values, your passions and people. Now, if you are going there as an actor, you must make sure that you increase your self-awareness. Make sure that you improve your relationships. Make sure that you enhance yourself in decision-making. And make sure that you are of a greater purpose and have direction. Lastly, have a personal growth and development, and make sure that you discover in areas like values and beliefs, friends and weaknesses, your passions and interests, life goals and aspirations, emotional intelligence as well, and spirituality. And again, I used to tell them that you must have yourself now, the self-discovery question that you always ask yourself, what makes me happy? What are my tall dreams? What are my long-term goals?
Mm-hmm.
What are my strengths and weaknesses? What is it I want to achieve now in life? What kind of a person do I want to be to become? And what is my purpose in life? I'm trying to tell myself, but what is it that I want in life? Where am I going from now? You cannot just wake up in the morning and you're going to discover yourself. You meet some people there that are discriminating you, they're telling you this and this and this. You go back and say, I'm changing now. I don't want to discover myself. It means that you don't know who you are. You don't know what you are.
Mm-hmm.
That's my way for the little staff, that they must know themselves and they must make sure that they understand that self-discovery is just a lifelong journey. And they must be patient, kind, and passionate about themselves so that they can grow and be able to explore.
Absolutely. Doc, thank you very, very much for coming on to the show. I wish you all the very best.
Thank you so much. Have a lovely start of the weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Thank you,
Val. The sun shines. Rise FM shines even brighter. Join us for a summer soundtrack that will make your days even sunnier.
Rise FM, this station is a Kompumalanga.
I check this out.
Rise FM, more than just music. Azisha.
She's absolutely right. Self-discovery is a lifelong journey. So be very patient with yourself, because there's different versions of you that you're going to meet. And I hope you love each and every one of them. And also learn something, because that's the most important thing. Just like that, signed, sealed, and delivered the show we have. Thank you very much to each and every one of you for choosing Rise FM each and every single time.